Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me in studio is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, something very historic happened last week. We now have a new Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett.
Karen, we are so excited. We had supported Judge Barrett's nomination to the United States Supreme Court, and seeing her be officially confirmed by the United States Senate and sworn in as a new justice to the United States Supreme Court by Justice Clarence Thomas truly was a historic moment for our country. And we supported Judge Barrett's nomination because she is not only someone who wants to uphold the Constitution as it is written, she's an originalist, which means she's not someone who is going to be legislating from the bench. She's going to interpret the law and apply the law faithfully to our Constitution. But she's also the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court who has school-aged children. And I think this is so inspiring for the next generation of women to see someone who is a person of faith, who is committed to the Constitution, and who has seven children really achieve the pinnacle of her career to sit on the United States Supreme Court. And we were just thrilled to see this historic moment.
Well, Nate, as we've talked about the nomination process and her confirmation, I had tears in my eyes that night as I saw Judge Clarence Thomas swear her in her oath, and we consider him a hero. But there's something beautiful about a woman who is a jurist, who has worked hard, but she celebrates motherhood. That was so beautiful. And not only is she a mom of five biological children, but she has two beautiful children adopted from Haiti, and one of her children has special needs. What a historic moment for America. It's a win for women. Nate, it's a good reminder to you and I and all Nebraskans to pray for all nine justices because they play such a key role in America's future.